Hi, and welcome to the first video in the new Turna, How to Fight Diabetes and Win, 15-week educational program. You have started a fantastic journey, a journey of discovery and knowledge that will show you how to fight diabetes and win. Over the next 15 weeks, you will learn through a series of videos and workbooks the 20 most important subjects you or your caregiver must know to take control of your diabetes or pre-diabetes. Here's why. The founders of Nuturna, who have over 50 years of experience working in the diabetic community and are both diabetic themselves, they have discovered that there was one key difference between the people who were successfully managing their diabetes and those who were struggling with it. The people who might go on to suffer from kidney disease, eye problems, or even blindness, heart problems, foot problems, or the dozens of other complications diabetics suffer from. And that key difference was education. Yes, education. They educated themselves on how to treat and manage their condition. They took control. They knew all the small important things and the big things to do or not to do every day. You will get the education in this program. You will learn how to fight diabetes and win. You will learn how to care for yourself on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. This is a practical guide designed by diabetics. Diabetics who have successfully manage their diabetes to show you how to do it. So let's get started on this journey together. Let's give you control of your future. This first video is Diabetes, the Basics, and I hope you enjoy it.
Today, I'll give you a brief overview of type 1 and type 2 diabetes and how it affects your body, risk factors and characteristics, how to manage diabetes, important information on your care team, and finally, how to stay healthy. Think of it like building a house. Today is just the foundation, the basics you need to know, your roadmap. And on this, every week, we will build your knowledge. Trust me, in 15 weeks, you will be an expert on managing diabetes. So, finding out that you have diabetes can be difficult to handle emotionally. You may feel overwhelmed by the amount of information available. You just want to know the best practices for you to be healthy. Like most issues with your health, it is important to stay positive. With knowledge and a proper plan, you can successfully manage your diabetes and go on to live a happy and healthy life.
Did you know that nearly 30 million people have diabetes in America? That's about 1 out of 11 people, and that 1 out of 4 don't even know they have it.
So, what is diabetes? If you have been told that you have diabetes, it is important to understand the disease. Very simply, people with diabetes have higher than normal blood sugar levels. To understand what causes your blood sugar level to be high, you must first understand how your body breaks down food for fuel. Your intestines break down the food you eat into sugar. The sugar is then carried by the bloodstream to your body's cells. To help your cells absorb the sugar, a gland organ in your body called the pancreas makes a hormone called insulin. The insulin is carried by the bloodstream to assist in the body's cell absorption of sugar for energy. Diabetes is a disease causing low levels of insulin in the bloodstream. The pancreas of people with diabetes makes little or no insulin. Some people with diabetes are also resistant to the insulin their pancreas does produce, which in turn prevents the body's cells from absorbing enough sugar for energy. So, let's look at some of the risk factors for diabetes. These include the following: excess body weight, your age, family history, ethnic background if you're African American, Hispanic, or Native American, low activity level, high fat, high calorie diet, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, History of diabetes during pregnancy. Given birth to babies weighing more than 9 pounds. So, to manage your diabetes, to live a healthy life, it is important to understand how to manage your diabetes. You can control your blood sugar levels with meal planning, exercise, medicine, if necessary, and visits with your diabetes care team. Your doctor or diabetes care team member will help you decide what blood sugar target range you should try to stay within. In order to maintain good control, you should monitor your sugar levels regularly and according to your doctor's or diabetes care team member's direction. It is very, very important for you to work closely with the members of your diabetes care team. The healthcare professionals who should be part of your diabetes care team and may help you with your treatment plan include the following: primary care doctors, endocrinologists, registered dietitians, educators and nurses, pharmacists, CMSI, your diabetes testing supply and education partner. Other members of your diabetes care team may include the following: ophthalmologists, podiatrists, cardiologists, gastroenterologists, urologists, nephrologists, neurologists, obstetrician or gynecologists, psychologists, and social workers.
Did you know that 89 million people in America are pre-diabetic? That's 1 out of every 3 people, and that, incredibly, 9 out of 10 don't even know they have it.
So, let's look at type 1 diabetes and the characteristics of people diagnosed with it. The body makes no insulin. Not overweight, slender. Quick start of symptoms. Increased urination, thirst, and appetite. Rapid weight loss. Tiredness or fatigue. Positive urine test done by a doctor. 10% of all Americans with diabetes are type 1 and are usually diagnosed under 35 years of age. And the characteristics of people diagnosed with type 2 diabetes are: body does not make enough insulin or makes insulin the body cannot use. Are usually overweight. Slow start of symptoms or no symptoms at all. Blurred vision. Slow to heal cuts. Tingling or numbness in hands or feet. Recurring skin, mouth, or bladder infections. Increased urination, thirst, and appetite. 90% of all Americans with diabetes are type 2 and are usually over 40 years of age. Diagnosis in children and teens is increasing rapidly. Now, let's talk about standards of care and what they are. The American Diabetes Association has established standards of care for the treatment of people with diabetes and other diseases or conditions. Standards of care provide standardized guidelines about treatment. It is important for you to know what you and your diabetes care team should be doing to properly manage your diabetes. The following list of exams and periodic lab tests are very important. They will help you keep your diabetes in check and prevent or delay the long-term health problems associated with diabetes. And remember, all these lists are in the workbook you received with the video. Daily, you should be self-monitoring of your blood sugar at least 2 times a day. Make healthy food decisions. Take medication if prescribed for diabetes control and blood pressure. Take baby aspirin if the doctor advises. Get some regularly scheduled exercise and activity. Check your eyes, feet, and skin for changes. Brush your teeth after meals. And avoid smoking. Quarterly, you need to visit your doctor. Have an A1C test every 3 months if previous value was above normal range. Have a blood pressure check. A foot exam. Socks off. A review of your blood sugar self-monitoring records. Review diabetes self-care skills. Have a weight check. And review of all medications. Semi-annually, you should visit your doctor, have an A1C test, unnecessary if previous quarterly value was normal, have a blood pressure check, a foot exam, socks off, review your blood sugar self-monitoring records, have a weight check, review of all medications. Annually, the checklist is: visit your doctor, screening urine, microalbumin levels, and as needed, screening lipid, cholesterol profile, and as needed, foot exams with sensation check, immunizations including flu shot, routine EKG, ongoing self-care education, counsel on pregnancy planning if needed. So, let's look at your health goals and what they should be. Blood sugar goals, and these are milligrams per deciliter. Adults without diabetes, adults with diabetes. Before meal, over 100 milligrams per deciliter, 90 to 130 milligrams per deciliter. 1 to 2 hours after meal, above 140 milligrams per deciliter, over 180 milligrams per deciliter. Hemoglobin A1C goals, adult without diabetes, adult with diabetes. Hemoglobin A1C, greater than 6%, greater than 7%. Now, let's talk about how you can stay healthy. By staying as close to your recommended blood sugar target range as possible, you can lower your risk of long-term complications related to your diabetes. Studies have shown that blood sugar control can reduce eye, kidney, and nerve disease resulting from diabetes by 50%. By improving your blood sugar control, you will reduce your risk of developing these complications. To ensure that you are doing everything possible to stay healthy, you need to review the following with your diabetes care team members. Feet exam at each visit. High and low blood sugar level test results at each visit or as needed. Blood sugar target range goal at each visit or as needed. Meal plan at each visit or as needed. Glycosylated hemoglobin A1C levels quarterly. Cholesterol and triglycerides every 6 months. Urine microalbumin or protein levels annually. You need to understand what diabetes is and how it may affect you. This education program, along with your doctor and diabetes care team members, will help you develop a plan to control your diabetes and to live a healthy life. As you begin to manage your diabetes, the most important areas are: understand your goals and setting them, proper meal planning, be active every day, monitor your blood sugar daily, brush and floss your teeth, take your medications when prescribed, check your feet, visit your doctor quarterly, visit your dentist annually, visit your eye doctor annually. So, that's the basics of diabetes. Now, don't worry if you found it confusing or a little bit complicated. Over the following 14 weeks, we will talk about many of these areas again in much greater detail. Meal planning, eyes, feet, etc. are all covered again. Remember that this video is giving you a foundation. It was just a roadmap. From now on, we will give you details and actionable plans to fight diabetes and win. You are not alone in this challenge. With the right education and the support of your diabetes care team, you can live a healthy and happy life with diabetes. The next video in the program is meal planning. This is where you start to take control. I will show you how to plan for success. You'll learn about the different nutrients and their function in your body, the diabetes food pyramid, carbohydrates in diabetes, and how to count them, plus the do's and don'ts and food to substitute. I look forward to seeing you then, and thank you for taking the time to educate yourself and invest in your health.